I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network. Welcome to We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter. Today we are watching Harry Potter, The Philosopher's Stone, 1 hour, 51 minutes and 42 seconds to 2 hours, 5 minutes, 0 seconds. I'm Demi.
I'm Tom.
And we don't care.
We don't care. Not only about Harry Potter, but just in general.
We don't really care.
Pretty laid back.
Yeah.
But also laid back enough that it's sometimes a problem in our personal lives. Multiple times, my affect is so emotionless. I've mentioned this on other podcasts, but sometimes if I tell Demi I love her, which I do, we've been dating for 3 years, she will ask me if I'm doing a bit. So we join the children. They're caught in Devil's Snare,
we
Demi.
We join the children.
We join the children.
We join the children.
Yep. Where's this going? Where's this going? It's a big swing.
Yeah.
Not connecting with anything.
No, we join the children. I'm doing surgery on the kids. I'm making them a caterpillar, not a centipede.
Okay, great.
The children, they've fallen in Devil's Snare. And
they're getting joined.
They're getting joined. I wonder whether the Devil's Snare, so they fall in Devil's Snare. They're struggling. The plant don't like them.
Yes. The thing that I found about this, I really love the moment where Hermione looks at Ron and is like, ugh, and then just relaxes herself down.
Yeah.
It's such a good way to leave the frame.
Yeah, but imagine also if she'd been wrong.
And just drops died into a big mouth. Yeah, right, Ron.
This is Devil's Snare. We need to relax or it'll only kill you faster.
The way she phrases that does make it seem like it's a choice between a fast, easy death if you don't relax and a slow, agonizing, maybe like Xenomorph.
And she has chosen the slow, agonizing death.
Yeah. I want to feel something just for once. I've read of such things.
I've read emotions. They're what emojis are made out of. Oh. Have you seen that movie? T.J. Miller really stunk it up.
Well, so did
I'm
everyone
on
else,
T.J.'s side. That woman was lying.
Yay. All right. Let's
real
see.
Dirtbag. So I wonder whether it was filmed in reverse.
I don't think it was because I think that's a very high bar to set for children actors to like act in reverse.
Yeah.
Because they often don't do it at all. Let's get
They're
this.
Only struggling though.
Mm.
They're only struggling.
I think that's struggling is one of the harder things to do on camera.
Oh, nah.
Okay.
And I think maybe it was, I don't know what else it could be. Puppets are like, it's really hard for a puppet to like tendrilize itself around something, you know?
Wait, what do you think happened?
What do you mean?
What thing are you thinking?
How do you fucking think they filmed it?
Just straight.
What do you mean?
From the start. What are you saying is filmed in reverse,
I'm
potentially?
I'm not saying that the children are puppets. Is that what you thought I was saying?
No, I thought you were just saying the Devil's Snare is puppets.
Yeah.
But
what else could it be?
I think the devil's snare is puppets. But which bit are you saying is filmed in reverse?
Them struggling while they're trapped in the devil's snare.
You think all of the struggle is filmed in reverse?
A lot of... No, no, not when they're... So there's a point, like, right at the start when they first do into, fall into it, when it, like, snakes around them, right?
Right.
And I think that is incredibly hard to make a puppet do. So I think when they first fall in, they cut to them being, like, kind of furled up in tendrils, and they would pull the tendrils away, and that's what they would show in reverse.
Okay.
But then after that, there's, like, kind of, like, Rupert Grint is, like, wearing, a vest of tentacles, and he's kind of struggling against it, like holding him like Bane.
Yeah.
And
maybe they just got hold of real devil's snare.
Maybe. That's probably it. Never work with animals, children, or dead plant.
Yeah. We get a beautiful rhyme from Hermione. Also, is...
Once they hit the floor. Yeah. Once her and Harry hit the floor.
Is devil's snare deal that it only kills unchill animals? Like, what's its plan out in the world?
Yeah, so maybe if, like, a sloth fell in, it'd be like, this isn't going to be yummy.
Yeah.
It likes gamey meat.
It likes meat that's, like, served with a tense frisson of anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, it needs the burn of lactic acid through there rather than the squeeze of lime.
Yeah.
Just add a bit of tang to the palate, maybe.
Yeah, so, like, I guess, you know, don't have anxiety.
Obviously. Hey, if we need to reiterate that again, guys, if you've got anxiety, get rid of it.
And if you do have it already, you're wrong, so...
Yeah, obviously.
Stop.
Everything's fine, dummy.
Yeah, idiot.
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 Stupid. Stupid. You're stupid, and we all think you're stupid.
Stupid idiot, and we all think it, and we don't even know you, but we know that you're stupid.
And all the things you lie awake at night thinking about, we remember them too.
We remember them. We didn't. We haven't even thought about them once, but they're in our memories, and they're true.
We think about them all the time. We're just thinking about that thing you said. Anyway, they sink through to the floor.
Devil's snare, devil's snare. It's deadly fun, but we'll sulk in the sun. That's it. Devil's snare hates sunlight.
And that's something she read in Herbology.
Like in the class, or is that a book name?
Maybe it's like a dispensary. No, this is in the 90s.
Is she just mispronouncing 80s. Her own name or...
Herbology Grandbam.
I'm Herbology Grandbam, and I remember this rhyme from my tattoo.
We don't enjoy this section of the film. I think it's safe
boring.
To say.
It's fucking boring. It's weirdly boring.
Yeah.
It's so weirdly boring anyway. Lucky we didn't panic. Lucky Hermione pays attention in Herbology. Reads her own tattoos.
The thing that happens next is they wander into a room that is
so
full of...
It's so hard to feel anything about any of these bits. But like, I'm good, like, even like you talking about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck.
Okay, well, that's because of how you feel about me.
No, I love you, and I think you're very funny and interesting, and don't you dare try and make it out like we have an antagonistic relationship, because I love you so much.
Okay, I love you too. All right, when they wander into the room...
Always embarrassed.
I am. Not in front of the audience. I make you drive around the block before you drop me off at the podcast. I've never seen birds like these. They're not birds, they're keys. Okay, so she's never seen birds that look like keys before.
But cool rap you guys did in tandem there.
Yeah.
Yo, I never seen birds like these. Hey, they're not birds. Those are keys. What we doing down here in the basement? Well, you know we can't find a replacement for Harry Potter. He's the one that Voldemort killed just for fun. But he didn't kill him. No, his mom made sure that he'd live. Oh, what for? Well, he's good. To kill the Dark Lord. And nothing that we can afford. It's treats on the Hogwarts Express. And if you don't get them, you'll be depressed.
Well, usually it's too... wait, no. okay, here, I can do this. Well, usually it's two birds, one rock. But now I've got so many keys, one lock. Yeah, so this challenge also sucks. It's the challenge to find a key. Someone's already found the key, so they're just looking for the real fucked up
the
one.
Real fucked up
they
key
grab the
old,
key.
And, like, they grab it, and it's like, it's too easy. And then the keys get mad at him or something, so like they're on heat or
But he's good
shit.
At it because he's the best Harry. He's the youngest secret of century. He's this is kind of like if you wanted to give, like if a normal child was on this quest, and you're like, oh no, the mystical door is locked. Until you bounce this basketball 15 times in a row.
You're the first Michael Jordan in a century.
Mm.
Where they're like, oh, yeah, why don't you do keep-ups 20 times with this soccer ball? And he's like, oh, I can't. And he's like, no, Rooney, do it.
That's the thing is these challenges are designed for their superpowers, right? Like the individual powers. Ron's is coming up, obviously. It's chess, Wizards not to chess. Spoil anything. Yeah. Harry's is his Quidditch prowess. And Hermione's is paying attention. the keys absolutely fuck themselves up on the door. That's a note that I have. They just fucking bury themselves in there when the door slams behind them.
All get concussions.
Yeah. And they're all being like, is this where I go?
I've made my own hole. Yeah. Do you think that the key is like, so you know how there's keyholes?
I think the key is just to relax and let whatever happens happen.
That's true. And hey, why do we all have our pants on?
Oh, man. I've been thinking about how funny it would be if we have the first gathering of people like over at our house after, you know, lockdown is lifted a bit and just be like, oh, God, so glad you guys are here. Anyway, keys in the bowl. Already and showing them a bowl that I've like chucked three pairs of keys in just to like really sweeten the deal. Like, you know how you put coins in something to make it seem like there's people who've already given money?
Yes, yes.
Just be like, oh, yeah, there's already like 10 pairs of keys in there.
Yeah, 10 pairs.
Mm.
Ooh.
Well, what happens in this next one, Demi? We head on down to, what is that, a graveyard? No, not a graveyard.
Sorry, I just wanted to say, right near the end of that, when Harry like flies down, he's holding that fucked up key. He's like, catch the key, and throws it to Hermione. So basically, she might as well have just been the one getting the key. Because imagine throwing a bird. Do you think that's an easy thing to catch? Or do you think really the bird can fly?
It's a crazy move to throw the key.
He's caught this key that was incredibly hard to catch, and then he's like, well, I'm going to release it. And then you fucking catch it standing next to the door, idiot. What? Catch the key. She just does it.
Yeah, she's smart.
And nobody needs to be there with Hermione.
It's a good thing I learned about catching a few weeks ago. I got lost in a dictionary.
But then we come to the one smart person thing that I guess Hermione just has no idea about, which is chess.
She truly has no idea about it to such an insane extent.
It just doesn't make any sense. Like, she's a smart kid. Like, she knows about so much shit.
Even at this point, you would know what chess pieces are.
Yeah.
And you would know, like, I don't know where they go, what they do.
Even if you're not like a whiz at chess, short for wizard, even if you're not a Rupert Grint at chess.
Yes.
It's like, you know, you can follow it though, right? Like I reckon I would have been, you know, at least when he's like, oh, hang on a minute. And then Ron says, you get it, right? Blah, blah, blah. Like, then you're free to take the fucking king or whatever.
Yeah.
And even then, Hermione's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
What?
Even then, she's unable to read emotional cues.
She
which is a little bit of a hint.
She is the absolute iced tea of this scene.
Yes, you're right. Everyone is an iced tea for different things.
Yeah.
Ron is the iced tea for plant facts. Hermione is the iced tea for only chess.
Mm.
And Harry is the iced tea for basic wizarding etiquette.
Yeah, and Professor Slughorn is the iced tea for Long Island. Am I right?
What
it's always
that mean?
He's drunk a lot. He likes drinking.
There we go.
But he doesn't really come in until the Half-Blood Prince, so it's not that relevant. But, you know, people who do stan will maybe probably get that.
I wonder if we'd be happier if we knew this amount of things about things that bring us joy. Like, I only know,
I don't know, doing
like
the podcast.
Three poems.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know a really sad one. You want to hear it?
No.
My baby got its feet cut off and I can't afford those shoes.
Okay.
Saddest 6-word poem that there is.
Okay.
It's hyphenated.
Facts about this chess
Tiny
match.
Air Jordans, baby bad at basketball.
Baby got no game. Also giving away stupid baby.
Baby for sale. That's pretty sad. Baby for sale. Walmart parking lot.
Giving away.
Sorry.
Giving away baby Heelys. Also for sale. Slightly dented baby.
Oh,
thunk.
Slightly used son. No good to me.
We also have...
Reasonable offers accepted. Oh, shit.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
All right. So basically, you know, like Ron sacrifices himself, which is, I've always found weird because it's like, on a chessboard, there is the horse, and that's the knight.
Yes.
And there's no one on a chessboard sitting on the horse. So, like, the horse is kind of the knight, which is, like, you know.
The horse is the accepted symbol for knight
in chess. For knight. So I don't understand why, first of all, Ron has to sit on the knight to play.
Yeah.
Because there's two blank spaces where Harry and Hermione go.
So I think this is the first time. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think this is the first time I've. And actually, I freaking love it. this is the first time I've realized this. Is I think that those are the three pieces that must have been lost when Quirrell tried to chess his way through.
Well, that's what I thought. Right? But you don't just. I don't know whether it's different in wizard chess, but when you play regular chess, you don't then have to, for the every single chess game you play for the rest of your life, not use those pieces.
I think that's how wizard chess differs, is that it seems like a very expensive game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the initial wizard chess purchase is like, you know, whatever, I don't know, 7 gallons or what, 7 sickles or whatever.
Sickles,
but then
nuts,
each replacement
whatever.
Piece is like 20 sickles.
Are you forgetting like the repair spells?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I won't have that held against me.
All right. That's
fine. A normal thing to do.
I won't bring it up again. But wait. Just like, you know, he doesn't have to, first of all, he doesn't have to be sitting on that knight.
Yes.
Second of all, why doesn't he get off before it gets, like, stabbed to fuck?
Yeah, because there's a long shot of the queen slowly scraping itself towards him.
She's kind of rumbering her way across.
It is a profoundly unsinister scene.
Yeah.
Which is so good.
Yeah.
It's
bumps into a pawn, changes directions. Sucking up other chess pieces, just like suckling on one, and it's like, oh, God, there's a charging cord on that bishop.
Also, the design of the pawns in this is so weird because they're kind of like hunched over, grasping at two swords at their hip, but
yeah,
they're completely bent over. And it's like one of those things that looks fine as long as you're paying attention to any other piece.
But if you look
at them, they look like fucking... And this is like... I'm so sorry that all my references come from video games, but it looks like when you take like a character model for like a footman and apply it to a goblin.
All right. So
like
nobody,
it's just crunched
right.
over...
Yeah,
it applies to certain modding.
Yes, yes.
Shortcuts that.
Okay, I'm just going to say they kind of look like frogs.
Okay, yeah, that's much better.
my God.
I wish I was normal, man.
Wish either of us were normal. I think we're beautiful.
Ron makes Hermione the Queenside Castle, so the lady house.
Yeah.
Cool.
You have to be the lady.
Yeah. You have to be the girl house.
You're the girl bricks, idiot.
You gotta be the girl house,
Go
idiot.
On, stupid.
Harry, you can be a bishop. Hermione's girl house.
You can be a bishop, so try not to stab your fucking fingers when you're using that knife on the spaceships. Pretty fun aliens reference.
That's fun. Bishop. Not funny, but fun.
Yeah, not funny, but it is fun to talk about.
No one's saying it's funny.
No one is. No one would dare.
No
one. No one would dare with us around.
a lot of this, and here's a fact, Demi.
Mm.
So this chess sequence is choreographed / written by international master Jeremy Silman, the chess grandmaster they got to compose the chess problem. He was on the phone with the screenwriter and the producer for several days on and off.
And they show no chess moves except for the first and last.
No chess moves. The majority of it is like super close-ups of pieces and the weapons that they're carrying. And he was miffed about that.
Yeah, I bet.
The producer insisted that the first move be a capture and have the White Queen be the villain of the piece. And so he went out of his way, obviously. He's getting fucking paid to make a chess game, to construct a scenario where that would be compelling.
Mm.
And then he did all that for some reason thinking that a major Hollywood picture would devote its time to just showing a real-time chess game.
Yes. So the thing that I will say about this filmed game of Wizard's Chess is it is only slightly less catatonically sleep-inducing than an actual game of chess.
Yeah.
That I don't understand. The weird thing is that, oh, you know what? Actually, there's a really good, I will say, the first capture when there's like, Ron, you don't think this would be like real Wizard's Chess, do you?
Yeah.
And then he intentionally gets one of his pawns captured. And I will say there's like a beautiful reaction from Emma Watson there. Like her fear is like quite, it looks, it's good. It's like real good child acting. And every single thing that Rupert Grint does in this scene, and he was a kid, so like, of course, but sucks.
Yeah.
It really sucks. It's like some bad child acting.
Fair enough, you know.
Anyway.
The
Ron gets he sacrifices himself for some fucking reason. I don't know why he just didn't jump off.
Yeah, what I have in my notes here is Ron commits suicide by cop.
Mm-hmm.
He puts his hand in his pocket near the White Queen, pulls out a pen real fast, and gets absolutely air-holed.
No!
That lets them progress further on. Hermione stays behind to, I don't know, make sure that Ron stays in the rock pieces.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's going to do there.
I guess, dude. Like, what did it have? I guess he could have maybe, like, sprained his wrist or something.
Mm.
Anyway.
You know what would be better than Wizard's Chess?
Well, tell me.
Resolving this with, like, a game of Minesweeper.
Okay.
I think pretty much any game I'd be more interested in watching than Wizard's Chess.
Mm.
Even checkers. You know, you got squat little guys jumping over each other.
All of them are squat.
Yeah.
And then eventually one of these fat little creeps gets a crown put on him, which looks like another dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's another man? That's how kings should work in real life as well.
You have to wear a man, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a woman.
Or a woman. So they get over to the other fucking puzzle, which is already solved in the movie version.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know whether it was actually, I think chess was always the last puzzle, I think.
No, there was some potion shit.
Yeah, but wasn't chess always last?
Maybe you're right.
This is what I'm saying, because like Ron was there till the end. This is what I'm saying. So potions, I think, was the second one, actually. No, hang on. Devil's Snare, and then I think it was keys, and then potions, I think. But anyway, there was a potions puzzle. I think there was also another one, because McGonagall had a puzzle too.
Mm.
But maybe
Hook of you can turn into a kitty.
Doesn't even do what I'm saying. Translate me words. So he comes into this fucking room.
Yeah. And good for him.
And great. And well done. And now that's been the episode. So he comes into this room, sees Quirrell.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Demi. Can I slow you down?
No.
Here is the answer for the things. Fluffy was from Hagrid. Devil's Stare, planted by Sprout, Flying Keys, charmed by Flitwick, Wizarding Chess, transfigured by McGonagall. So McGonagall's the chess nerd.
McGonagall's the chess nerd!
Girls can be gamers. The logic and potions were cooked up by Snape. Yeah.
But was potions last then?
Maybe.
I totally... No, chess was always last, I think. I don't know.
Seven trials. Fluffy, Devil's Snare, Winged Keys, chessboard. There was a troll also.
So I guess that, wait.
Which is number five. Number six was Potion Riddle. So Potion was last.
And you said there were seven trials. Said.
Yeah, seventh is the Mirror of Erised.
Okay.
Or Desire backwards.
Yeah, which is like so funny. That so we get there, Quirrell's standing there.
Wait, I'm so sorry.
My God, what?
Do you think it'd be funny if the Mirror of Erised had, like, they just had a miscommunication with the guy who had to engrave it, and so on the top of it, it just said Mirror of Desire backwards. Just a classic Walmart takes goof there for all the stands.
I totally thought you were going to say Mirror of Eric. Eric. Go watch Wishmaster if you want.
Wishmaster 2, the Wishmaster best
2,
on
the
point.
Best one.
Yeah.
The first one's fine, but the second one's the best one.
Yeah.
Come into the room. We got Quirrell. He's looking in the mirror, and even though, like, you know, just a quick glance at the name of this mirror written across the top, he's got no fucking idea what to do with it. Doesn't know what it does.
Immediately is on his phone scrolling for a walkthrough.
Can't read.
Googling Erised, Erised Spanish, Erised French.
Yeah.
He's fucking furious.
He's got really long fingernails, I noticed in this scene.
Yeah.
Which, like, bummed me out because it made me think, I was like, oh, he's a 14-year-old that thinks it'll make him good at guitar. He's a real James Baldwin, if you want to go into Demi Lardner canon.
Okay.
He's a real James Baldwin who, like, I don't think he actually did, but in my memory he had, like, a District 9 poster on his wall, but I don't think it even lines up time-wise. Like, anyway.
What gorgeous things the mind does when left to its own devices, huh?
Anyway, he's got long fingernails and also, like, oh man, that we both really laughed at. So he was like, but Snape, in the Quidditch match, Snape tried to kill me. Oh, dear boy.
Yeah.
No, dear boy.
And there's an important thing here. If there's any way if you ever watch this movie, the way he delivers no, dear boy is so good because twists his mouth off to the side.
Yeah, off to his right, our left.
Yeah, in a way that I've never seen, that I would never think that the word boy, boy.
No, dear boy. I tried to kill you.
Yeah. And then he says, Cave of Treasures from Aladdin. So
the eye turns his mouth into some kind of toothy square, which is really fun.
I love it.
Anyway, I want to be friends with Mirror Harry and not real Harry. Because Mirror Harry does a cheeky little wink and looks like confident and not a fucking dweebus.
Yeah, Mirror Harry, the Chad Mirror Harry versus the virgin real Harry.
Yeah. I think they're both virgins, they're 11. So, he says that he can see himself.
Someone learned from that chess scene, just checkmated me.
He's talking about, he's like, what do you see? And he's like, oh, I'm holding the house cup of one. I'm shaking hands with Dumbledore.
Yep.
And then some mysterious voice says he's lying or just lies. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to him. And then Quirrell, or whatever the actor's name is, incredible phoning in of the line, Master, you are not strong enough.
Yeah.
Insanely phoned in.
Also,
you are not strong enough. And the face that he does, like he twiddles his hands together sort of and looks in the mirror, and it is just delectably, I do not give a fuck about being here.
Because he got to really let loose on some of the other lines. My take on that is maybe that is how you speak to a face that's on the back of your head.
Yeah.
Because you don't really want to project because they're like inside your head bones as well.
Yeah.
So maybe just you want to be like, hey, buddy, how are you doing?
I think I'd look down. I think I would do anything except for what he did.
I think I would cut my hand in front of my mouth to shoot the sound waves backwards.
Yeah, and check my breath.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want him.
Smells like Voldemort's pussy, because that's where it'd be if his face was in the back of my head. My mouth smells like Voldemort pussy, because my head is his whole body. Anyway, we ended on just Voldemort saying, Harry Potter.
What a great place to end, huh?
Highlights for me in this, always Hermione sinking into the devil's snare, like always.
Great
it's
moment.
Just beautiful the way that, like, the face that she pulls. And also when she tells Harry, and she's like, just relax, trust me. And Harry does a face like he's trying to shit.
They all look like they're trying to shit.
Really badly, yeah. And just like, and then he sinks down. It's like, I guess that's what relaxing is.
Yeah.
Doing a bad shit, which I can relate to from the past, like, week.
I think there are some, yeah, your bowel movements have been crazy. I think there are some, like, emotions and expressions that are really hard to summon without seeming like you're doing something else. Me, like, I used to play...
Without, like, giving a peace sign and blowing a smoke ring, it's hard to look relaxed on film.
Yeah, absolutely. With your hands trapped, it's almost impossible to look relaxed because how are you going to kick those palms behind your head and recline?
Yes.
On the face, being suddenly relaxed looks a lot like a baby just shitting its diaper.
Yes. For children, I guess. Yes. This is how I do it. I just be like, That's what I do.
Yeah, that doesn't look like you're shitting yourself.
It's good for you to see.
I would say my... what are we calling these? Best moments or?
Highlight.
My highlight. I think my highlight is the design of the pawns. Really strange. I also have a special shout out for the design of the White Queen who.
Yes.
I am, of course, talking about Azealia Bang. Iggy Azalea.
It was Iggy Azalea, yeah. I mean, you fucked up, but it's still like, I felt the pull anyway. It was good.
But yeah, I think the design of the White Queen is really interesting because the king is holding a sword, but his hands are couched over it, kind of resting. But the queen is doing kind of a steepling of the fingers, touching in the webbing of the hands, doing a
and
weird
and completely
shape
straight
of hand.
Fingers, like properly stapled
a
at the webbing.
A bizarre body language
Incredible.
That only serves to set her apart, which I understand and I think that's cool. But the design of the pawn is very pleasing to me.
Yeah. So you love the White Queen. Interesting. Aquaria?
Okay. All right. And now we've both had our cracks at it. Yes. Demi, do you have any strong feelings about Harry Potter?
I got no strong feelings about Harry Potter. What about you, Tom? Do you have any strong feelings about Harry Potter?
No. And if anything, this extract, well, I understand that it is kind of
we had to do
to
it twice.
Yeah.
It's hard. This extract is hard. It's incredibly boring.
Yeah, this is, full disclosure, the reason we stopped recording for a while was because we tried doing this one and it just sucked.
The episode sucked.
We had a bad time.
Yeah.
But we had a good time and we didn't reuse any of the... Well, we did it long enough ago that I can't remember any of the shit we said. All right.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Tom Walker. That's Demi Lardner. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.